time once again for the Dining Duo Show, hosted by Jim and Nancy Eggers. Listen as they take you on another dining adventure in and around the Huntley area. As always, they arrive at a restaurant unannounced and do not disclose the fact that they are restaurant critics. This assures an honest and fair review for their listeners on Huntley Community Radio. And now, Jim and Nancy Eggers.
Hello to all of you fellow foodies out there in Radio Land. Grab your stretchy pants, pop an antacid, and enjoy a 27-minute buffet for your ears.
Yum. And this segment is Dropping Anchor Once Again. After 7 years of doing this show, we are proud to say we have never repeated a restaurant.
No, we haven't.
We haven't.
Nope, nope.
We've never had a rerun in our entire life on radio.
How about that?
That is partially due to the fact that after we review them, for some ungodly reason, they go out of business.
Go figure. Go figure.
Was it something we said?
I don't know.
The restaurant we are reviewing today is just the opposite. We heard from our confidential sources that our favorite seafood joint, Boston Fish Market, opened a new location in Wheeling. Since this is the only seafood restaurant Jim really likes, we set sail and dropped anchor at the new location.
Mm-hmm, we did.
We did.
For you newbies to our show, let us recap. The original Boston Fish Market in Des Plaines is basically a wholesale fish supplier that opened a small dining area with some communal tables.
Correct.
And this restaurant received the coveted number one rating by the Dining Duo in 2017.
Mm-hmm, it was the best.
Mm-hmm.
It still is.
And I still think because of that coveted award, you know, James Beard, eat your heart out, that they had to open
a second.
Because we just opened the floodgates of customers.
Exactly. And they couldn't put them in the communal tables anymore. They needed more room.
Exactly.
And they wanted to get onto Restaurant Row down on Milwaukee Avenue.
Correct. Yes.
Okay.
So you're welcome, Boston Fish Market.
The building that houses the new location is ginormous and beautiful. The decor is straight out of maritime Boston with whitewashed plank ceilings and porthole windows. There are two huge dining areas separated by a humongous bar. You're reminded of the original restaurant when you see the fresh fish counter as you walk in. It's here you can purchase such delicacies as baby octopus, giant shrimp, branzino, and lobster tails the size of small meatloafs, just to name a few. The fishmonger will then wrap up your purchase to cook at home, and off you go.
Yep.
You can even buy a live lobster to play with until you throw it in a pot of boiling water. Fun and dinner.
Exactly.
What more can you ask for?
All rolled up in one.
You betcha.
Play with the little guy and say, okay, I'm all done. And,
and it's not really them screaming because they got thrown in a pot of hot water and they're dying.
No?
No.
What is that?
That's the moisture, I think. From what I remember when I went to Maine, they were saying, they don't hurt. When they hit the water, they're done. But it's just the air coming out of them. It makes that noise.
Oh, are we going to get the animal rights groups calling us? Oh, boy. Right to Nancy.
Jim.
Anyway, this location is a true restaurant. They have normal table seating and an extensive cocktail menu. We ordered some iced teas, and our waiter brought over some warm garlic bread. And, of course, Nancy thought it needed more garlic.
Yes, it did. I'm sorry, it did. And Jim decided tonight on the stuffed shrimp for $35.99. This proved to be six huge shrimp with a mound of real crab meat on top of each shrimp, which required a platter that was 24 inches long to hold them. This came with a separate plate of rice pilaf, assorted veggies, and potatoes. He didn't know what kind of seasoning they used on the veggies and potatoes, but he said they were delicious. He actually had to take home two of his stuffed shrimp.
You can tell I'm really not a seafood person. I much rather have a good steak or, you know, mm-hmm. some Chinese food or mm-hmm. something like Mexican food. But I have to admit, this combination, whatever it is just incredibly good. It really is. And, you know, they bring it out on such a huge plate. Of course, they space them out for a dramatic effect.
Of course.
But it is really, really tasty.
When you had it, you said it reminded you of the millionaire shrimp that I make out of the Bubba Gump's shrimp. Well, not shrimp. I think it's just his cookbook.
Bubba Gump's cookbook. Yeah.
And it did. When I tasted them, because I ate your leftovers.
it does taste very similar to that. Mm-hmm. It's really good.
It is.
So because Nancy thinks change is evil.
It is. It is.
When she finds something she likes, she sticks with it, which... See, now let me explain, people, what happens here. We go to a restaurant or any new restaurant, old restaurant, whatever, and Nancy always orders the same thing. She has certain places she mm-hmm. goes to, and mm-hmm. she gets certain things. Mm-hmm. I'm the adventuresome one, mm-hmm. and sometimes I win, sometimes I lose, you know, but you got to roll the dice. Mm-hmm. But when I do get something good, then Nancy eats it.
I nibble on it.
I know. What's your point?
But I do. I go to a specific restaurant for a specific something because that's what I like there, and it's delicious. See, I love your stuffed shrimp, but I don't love the veggies and the rice and all that. I like French fries and coleslaw with my seafood.
Okay.
And they don't change. It's one thing at the restaurant they don't do.
Okay, well, good thing you're not high maintenance at all. Mm-hmm. Anyway, today was no exception.
Of course it wasn't.
She ordered what she always orders at the original Boston Fish Market, which is the fried lobster tail for $48.99, which mm-hmm. is not a bad price.
No, because it's like a pound of lobster.
Exactly. This was 14 to 16 ounces of succulent lobster, breaded and deep fried.
Mm, very lightly breaded. Because it is. It's not a real... It's really good. It doesn't get covered up.
It came with fresh-cut fries and coleslaw. She was in heaven, but she couldn't help herself. Not that she complains. She is known to suffer in silence.
I am.
She couldn't help comparing the chefs from both locations. And she thought that the original location in Des Plaines... The cook that was on
was better.
A little bit better.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, yeah. My lobster didn't taste cooked enough for my taste.
Really?
Mm-hmm. To sum this up, we still think the Boston Fish Market offers the best and freshest seafood around, now with a more traditional setting.
And the place was huge. It was really, really big.
Mm-hmm.
FYI, this restaurant is handicap accessible. They have expanded their menu over here to include steaks also.
Yeah, because some people don't like seafood like you. But over there, you love it. But there are people who don't like seafood, so they can have a steak.
We used to have friends like that.
Yes, we did.
That we would go to like an Italian place and order a barbecue beef or something. You know what I mean? The question we would ask is why. But yeah, I can see your point that if someone doesn't like it or maybe has an allergy to it or something. Or,
right.
So they're trying to get everybody, you know, involved and happy, happy.
Right.
Okay.
So we got it.
So there are options. We get it.
The cost for dropping anchor in a new spot was $99.25.
Oh, excuse me.
So, my love, what's your take on this restaurant?
I had a little indigestion here. I'm sorry. My stuffed shrimp was excellent. It makes a steak guy like me want to come back for more.
Yeah, I know. You like that place.
I'm ashamed of myself. What's happening to me? You know, it's just like steak, potato, that's it.
You're starting to turn like me.
No,
you're not. You like steak more, but this place you really love.
It is good.
Yeah.
What's your take, Toots?
You want to know?
I certainly do.
I don't want to whine about anything.
And I'm sure all of our two listeners are on the edge of their seat right now.
I love Jim's stuffed shrimp, but not the veggies so much, which will keep me ordering fried dinners there to get French fries with my meal. That's where they're wrong. It's a traditional restaurant, so they should change it up and give you some options.
Truthfully, they should give you an option of some soup or a salad or something.
Right, not
like
a
that.
Big salad. They have salads, but they're huge.
It's like a whole meal. It can feed like Iran.
I mean, two to three people on a salad that they could put down. That's a lot of salad.
No.
And it's expensive because you don't want a salad that size because it's got shrimp and stuff in it, like their shrimp Louis or whatever. Mm-hmm. You just want a salad or soup or something, you know? And you can get a bowl of soup.
You can get a bowl of soup.
Yeah, but you can't get a small salad.
No, they should.
So as a restaurant, they should give you a little more options. I mean, I would eat your stuffed shrimp in a heartbeat, too, so I don't have always lobster. Even though.
You poor baby.
I know, but I've had their fried shrimp there when I took the girls from bowling one time.
Uh-huh.
And those are like huge drumsticks, mm-hmm. chicken drumsticks. They're huge. And they come with french fries and coleslaw. So I was happy with that, too.
I'm sure glad you suffer in silence, dear. Why don't you give them the particulars, Poopsie?
Okay. Boston Fish Market, 412 North Milwaukee Avenue, Wheeling, 60090. The phone number is 847-243-3700. The website is www.bostonfishmarket.com. It's BostonFishMarket.com. Directions, take Route 47 South to I-90 East, 253 North to Lake Cook Road East to Milwaukee Avenue South to Restaurant. Whew, that was a mouthful.
It's up on Restaurant Row on Milwaukee Avenue in Wheeling.
Right around the corner from Lake Cook Road.
Yes, it is, yes.
Because we always go to the west end, the Serenello's out there, mm-hmm. and it's just right down, like you could spit, and it's on the other side of the street. It's close.
Don't do that.
No, because we'd have to have cleanup on Studio B. Estimated travel time, 45 minutes.
Well, for those of you who just tune in, this is the Dining Duo Show here on Huntley Community Radio 101.5 on your FM listening dial, WHRULP.
We put you in WHRU.
Absolutely.
So, my love, did we get any letters this week?
Let me check.
Read the mail!
Oh, that weird little guy's back here again. he's strange. Anyway, yes, we did. We got a letter from Cindy, and she told us about Aqua Viva in Maple Park. And actually, a lot of people have told us about that.
Yes, they have. And it's very hard to get into.
That's the only thing. Their hours are a little bit erratic.
Because if they have a wedding, they don't open up the restaurant. They close up and they cater to weddings.
Wasn't it something, too? They're not open that much during the week either or something like that?
Nah, I don't know about that, but I do. Well, you always work, so we could never go for lunch. Yeah. Like our neighborhood went for lunch, for the ladies' luncheon, but I didn't go because I figured we're going to have to do it together. Yeah. It's something new for us. And we're going to be going, I think it's in November, with our dining out club in our neighborhood.
Oh, okay.
So we will be getting there. So please, no more Aqua Viva requests.
Okay,
we're going to get there.
We will get there.
We will.
And as always, our email address is thediningduo@huntleyradio.org. That's thediningduo@huntleyradio.org.
The woman of the year, independent, a career. There's not a thing that she couldn't do. Oh, she's alert, she's aware, she's got legs like a stair and a 157 IQ. She has several PhDs, speaks fluent Japanese, and the shoes will always match with her purse. Whatever street she's walking down, everybody turns around and says, "Hello, nurse!"
And slinking into the studios as we speak in her cute little nurse's outfit is Nurse Nancy.
Oh, you're so funny.
And she is going to give you some healthful tips today about restaurant food in particular.
Yes, and how Americans are eating too many calories. They're making us fat. the restaurants.
They truthfully are.
They really are.
I mean, you'll be surprised. You have no idea what is in food that you eat at a restaurant. Okay.
Okay.
Take it away, Nurse Nancy.
All righty. Behold the calorie-laden winners of the 2019 Extreme Eating Awards. It's okay to treat yourself. It's not okay to treat yourself badly. Leave it to the Center for Science and the public interest to offer what it says as examples of the latter in the form of pudgy little trophies.
Okay.
The center unveiled its annual list of chain eatery dishes that make the usual 1,000-calorie restaurant fare look sensible in terms of calories, fat, sugar, and sodium.
Those are my favorite food groups.
I know they are, but
wait
till you hear these. Okay. They are examples of how eating out has gotten out of control. And you are out of control, my love.
Thank you.
Americans now eat a third of their calories away from home. For the record, the recommended daily diet shouldn't exceed 2,000 calories.
Okay, I'm going to write this down. Okay.
20 grams of saturated fat, 50 grams of added sugar, and 2,300 milligrams of sodium.
Okay.
You just put that on one piece of meat.
Okay.
Okay. One way for the healthy conscious to have their cake and eat it, too, is portion control.
That's so fun.
No, it
That's
is.
That's so fun.
I'm starting to watch everything I'm eating.
I watch it, too, right before I eat it.
Exactly. Share a dish with a friend or just take half home. And read that menu. Calories are now listed for dishes at all chain restaurants with 20 locations or more. So if you go to a chain restaurant, they should have it written down for you so you don't exceed your amount of calories for the day.
Okay.
It's like they say, the numbers never lie, no matter how incredible they are. And that's the truth.
Let's hear some of these good things so I know what to order.
Okay. Your favorite place, Cracker Barrel's Country Boy Breakfast, is the perfect way to power up right before your hot yoga class. The numbers are 1,530 calories, 25 grams of saturated fat, and 4,730 milligrams of sodium.
Okay, so it's got maybe twice the amount of sodium in one sitting.
Okay, 1,530 calories just for breakfast. You only have a 2,000-calorie limit for the day.
So I got 500 left.
That's not much. Not for you.
Okay.
You go starving yourself.
Okay.
The Cheesecake Factory's cinnamon...
This is going to be bad.
Cinnamon roll pancakes look dreamy despite the numbers.
Well, how bad can cinnamon roll pancakes be for you?
I know. How bad, right?
We'll find out.
2,040 calories.
Yes.
There's your over your 2,000 limit for the day. 51 grams of saturated fat, 2,950 milligrams of sodium, and 130 grams of added sugar.
Oh, my God. That's almost three times the sugar. It's got all your calories in one day and over twice the amount of fat in one day. Oh, it's got to be good.
Unbelievable.
It's got to be good.
Okay, hear this one. We have them right around the corner. Jimmy John's.
Okay.
16-inch giant gargantuan.
Okay, who would have known that would be bad for you? Something on your menu called a giant gargantuan.
I didn't know they had something like this. I never saw it.
I didn't
pay attention.
Either. I didn't either.
Has 3 days' worth of sodium.
Oh my God.
Well, because lunch meats, like my doctor said, has a lot of sodium.
Yeah.
Some might call that salt assault. And the numbers are 2,190 calories for a sandwich. 29 grams of saturated fat and 7,720 milligrams of sodium.
Oh, my God.
Just stick a knife in your heart.
Really? So
you're gonna
swell up like a blowfish with all that salt.
Oh, my God.
Oh, my gosh.
All right. Maggiano's.
Okay.
Their braised beef al forno with orecchiette pasta. Beef, peppers, spinach, and truffle peppercorn sauce could hit 1,760 calories. It also has 41 grams of saturated fat and 2,990 milligrams of sodium.
Okay, so there goes twice the recommended fat in one meal. Okay.
Unbelievable. Chili's, the Boss Burger, is the burger all of the burgers report to.
Okay.
It has smoked brisket.
Uh-huh.
Bacon.
Oh.
Ooh. Jalapeno cheddar smoked sausage.
You're getting hungry, aren't you?
Yeah. And house-made ranch dressing. It has 2,020 calories, 47 grams of saturated fat, and 3,900 milligrams of sodium.
Wow.
Yeah. It's the equivalent of, now listen to this one, 3 McDonald's triple cheeseburgers plus a large order of French fries.
Are you kidding me?
No. Wow.
Wait. One burger is equivalent to 3 McDonald's triple cheeseburgers?
Did you know McDonald's made triple cheeseburgers?
But who can eat 3 of them and order of fries? Oh, my God. See, this is how they trick you, because you think it's one burger. Like, no one in their right mind, who am I to say? But not a lot of people would eat 3 McDonald's triple cheeseburgers.
No, of course
but
not.
But you wouldn't think twice about eating one
burger.
One Boss Burger.
Yeah. Isn't that weird? That's something, huh?
This is why you listen to this show, because we are informing you.
And I'm telling you, as Nurse Nancy, this is not healthy.
Okay.
And I don't eat one of these things. Isn't that good? Phew.
Okay.
Dave and Buster's chicken and waffle sliders. Okay, it's chicken and waffles. What can be bad about that?
Oh,
right?
It
has 2,340 calories.
Okay,
chicken and waffles.
You went a little over for one day in one meal. Okay. Well,
no, but think about it. Is that the most? No, it's not the highest. Okay, but it's a slider.
Okay.
Okay. 38 grams of saturated fat.
That's almost twice the amount.
3,420 milligrams of sodium.
Okay.
And 98 grams of added sugar. They're like eating 8 Eggo waffles plus 8 Jimmy Jean pork sausage patties doused in a half cup of maple syrup.
Oh, my gosh.
Who could eat all that?
Oh.
And they're just little chicken waffle sliders. You would think if you eat a slider, you're being better because they're small. There's not much to them.
Oh, my God. I would never expect it to be that bad. I mean, sure, you can tell it's not, you know, that good for you, but 8 Eggo waffles and 8 pork sausage patties?
And a half a cup of maple syrup?
We got to wash it down with something.
Last one, okay?
Okay.
Sonic's 32-ounce Oreo peanut butter master shake is like eating.
Well, it's a shake. Wait a minute. How bad? It's a shake. Everybody knows a shake is not that good for you. But, I mean, it's supposed to be a treat.
Right.
How bad can a shake be?
Listen to this.
Okay.
It's like eating 15 Oreos, all right, blended with a half a cup of lard.
Seriously?
Oh,
seriously?
Yeah.
Oh, my goodness.
It has 1,720 calories.
And a shake is almost your whole calories for one day.
Yep.
Wow.
48 grams of saturated fat.
That's okay.
And
No, it's not. That's twice, over twice. Ooh.
And 62 grams of added sugar.
Oh, that's got to be good. Oh, my gosh.
Can you believe that?
Yeah, but this is how you have to really be careful with restaurant food.
You do.
Because you would never think what the equivalent is. That's the hard part. It's, you know, they say numbers. Okay, numbers are numbers. But then what the equivalent is, it's unbelievable.
So now I just decided, after I did this article, this stuff for the show, I decided, I mean, half of my food, no matter what, and then bringing the rest home.
Okay.
I mean, or I can order smaller, if there's smaller things, because now I know restaurant food. If I go to a restaurant, and we don't go out that often, we do the show stuff, you know, maybe one other time if our friends ask us out, and I'm not taking any more chances with this body. It's fat enough.
Well, no, dear.
Oh, okay. Thank you, my love.
You know, but I am keeping this for reference.
You are?
So I know what to order when I go to restaurants.
Hello, nurse.
Legal advice for today's show is being provided by the House of Shysters. Remember our motto, in every cloud there's a silver lining, and in every silver lining there's a loophole.
And I'm just looking at the old clock on the wall, and it's telling me we've run out of time.
Aww, well, that's our show for today then. And Jim and I would like to thank you for listening. Tune in again next time.
Same dining duo time, same dining duo station.
Until then,
we wish you good times, good friends, and good food.
So be my